It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode. Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show, and it's professional.
All right. I may as well tell you right now there's no show. I am sorry. Forgive me, Father. No. So this is to George Carlin, and there's no show. So here, but not that it's a, it gives you a chance to watch an old show. I get defensive, of course. So I had a little bit of a cold Tuesday night when we were going to record it, and I was flying Wednesday, and I felt it coming on. So we ended up not doing a show. And I'm here in Portland at Helium Comedy Club, and I'm hanging out with a comedian, but you'll learn about him in a second. And Joe McKenzie's here, and I'm here. We're backstage. And the drummer left.
Brad.
He left, and still a few people, wait staff out at the bar. Brad, out at the bar, there's still a few of the staff that are here. I think they just ordered some pizzas, and they're out at the bar. We're in backstage at the green room. Every single light is out. There's one candle lit. And Joe is here, and I said, can't you do one of those songs opening the show to George Carlin? I asked him. He goes, oh, I'm nervous. I said, give it everything you got. Just, it's a song that basically explains what's going on.
Todd had a cold and couldn't do the podcast on Tuesday, so it's a no-show. So we're in the green room at Helium with comedian Dylan Jones. Nick runs a tight ship at Helium. He's gonna pick Todd up to do radio in the morning.
8:15.
That's an early shift. 8:15. There's only one candle on in the green room. Things are just like Todd said they were. It's a no-show show. It's a no-show show.
Can we do it again?
It's a no-show show. It's a no-show show.
Wow!
Swimming a dip wicker, wicker.
Yeah!
Dylan, that was good. Ow. What was that instrument you did? Skibbity beep bop bop bop. Wow, give me a little twang over there, baby.
It's like that.
Wow, so anyway, so it's a no-show show, So I don't want, maybe someone listens to this for the first time, like, is this the quality? No, this is in my phone. I usually then throw to the show that we do in the studio. So next week we'll be back with Graham Elwood. Now we're backstage and we're just, I'd like to improv a song. Hold on 1 second though.
You made me do it.
What happened? I was talking about something and then we started talking about it a different way. What's going on? It's all confusing. Something's going on. I can't follow what's going on. We've just been told that they're getting ready to close Helium, so
we're on a tight ship around here.
They're closing.
I love it here. Can I tell you something? I'm not just saying it. I truly love this club. It is the most relaxed. I think I'm almost anywhere. So much of aesthetically is just perfect anyway, and then they sort of know the things you like. So I really have nothing to do here. It's like, it's a really fun club. I really do enjoy it here. Now, after my Netflix special, maybe I'll be more of a draw. But anyway, we've just been told that they're about 10 minutes away from closing. So, Dylan, is there anything you would like to... There's no pressure, Dylan. words of wisdom, positive things you want to put in somebody's head?
You know what?
Something nice. What do you think someone that's feeling bum maybe would want to hear?
I think I would just have to say, just get on out there and do your thing, whatever that thing may be. And just, you know what? Take her easy.
Amen. Dylan, say it, Dylan. Marching on. A spicy show, Harris Whittles.
Congratulations, Victor and Nicole Blakely.
So, there you go. We are going to do so many bits that we got... I should have ended right there. What's wrong with me?